a car cruise there. Talk about that.
Well, we are participating in the Beaver Falls Car Cruise. You know, the Beaver Falls Car Cruise is a huge annual event, and we're excited to participate. So we're one block off the main street, and we open the museum up to the public a few times a year during the summer, and this is one of those events. So we open from 10 to 4, and we have car-themed events for kids and families that day. Sorry, just one sec. The day will include free admission into the museum. So if you've ever wondered, like, what the heck is going on in that space, this is the day to come check us out. So we'll have car-themed activities. Kids can go through a cozy coupe car wash. They can race the Hot Wheel, like, carcade, create their own cars to drive around through a diorama of the city of Beaver Falls, and many more activities. Plus, the museum itself is free and open to the public that day, so come on down and check us out. Like I said, it's free, and we'll be open throughout the car cruise. We'll also have some vendors there, which will be fun, so come. And, it'll be a great, great connection for kids to stop and rest, get out of the heat as you're checking out the rest of the car cruise.
So that's a great idea, because you're going to have so many hundreds, thousands of people at the car cruise, the 35th annual one, and the date on that, by the way, that is on the 13th, Saturday, June 13th. But you found a way.
Yep, next weekend.
Wow. But you found a way to get the kids involved, too. I like that. They get to kind of, you know, because kids aren't always, part of the car cruise scene. So that's a neat idea.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, for someone who's not familiar with Neighborhood North, like you said, this is a great opportunity for them to come in and, like you said, see what the buzz is all about. But kind of give the parameters of what does Neighborhood North offer the community?
Yeah, so Neighborhood North is a hands-on, interactive, kind of arts-integrated children's museum. If you walk in the doors, you'll just see a space that's infused with light and lots of things for kids to touch and explore and learn through play. Everything is hands-on and interactive. We have a maker space that has both digital tools and anything from painting to cardboard, and everything in between. We have all the ways that kids learn and play through imaginative play to gross motor skills. We have an indoor playground, a theater room, and a block room. And then everyone's favorite is the air maze. So you put scarves into these tubes, and they go shooting out through these large tubes that are 18 feet in the air. And so it's really a place where kids can explore with joy and wonder and curiosity.
And that's important. You said it's hands-on. Usually you go to a museum, they don't want your hands on anything, but this is a chance for kids, like you said, museum of play. They're actually getting to play as they learn.
That is it. That is how kids learn. So, and I actually think that's how adults learn, too. So this is a place for both kids and their grown-ups, and we invite everyone to kind of play together. And it's a fun place to make connections with other adults and other families as well.
Oh, I like that. Kids and their parents. Or is that how you worded that? Yeah.
We say kids and their grown-ups. Whether it's an aunt or uncle or a grandparent, whatever kind of dyad wants to come in and enjoy the space together. So.
And Neighborhood North is open daily. Well, it's closed Sundays and Mondays, right? And but you're open for field trips,
that's
I guess,
true.
On Tuesdays. But then Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays. So Does someone need to make an appointment? If there's a mom and dad looking to take their kid and do something fun, do they need to call ahead of time or arrange anything, or how does it work?
Yeah, no, they don't. They can drop in. You can buy tickets at the door. You can also purchase tickets online. We also have three levels of memberships, so annual memberships, and then that allows you to just come in. And it's, also like general admission is included in that. But when you buy an annual membership, that includes our camps and our programs. So we have art programs during the school year on Tuesdays. Also on Mondays, we do for our middle school students, we have something called Maker Mondays. And so that's a drop-in program free of charge for all middle school students. Just come on in. In the summer times, it'll be from 1 to 3. We'll have two teaching artists on staff. Just come and make, it's kind of self-driven for the middle school students. They can make projects, just have a safe space to hang and explore with other kids who like the arts. And, it's open to all middle school kids. We do have summer camps coming up. Most of them are sold out. But we do have three camps that are still still have some openings. So I'll just go through. We have, for third to fifth graders, we have our gardening camp, our clay camp, and our drumming camp are still have some spots open. So if you're looking for something for your third to fifth grader to do this summer, those are still open, and you can find more information on our website.
That's a great idea, the gardening camp. Give kids an early experience in the joys of gardening. Mm-hmm. Wow, wow. Well, how does that work? Do they get to take home their own plant that they grow? Or?
Yeah, so they get to not only take home their own plant. So we have a garden out front. They get to take home their own plant, but also it kind of connects gardening to what you can do with the plants too, right? I think Anna Wargo teaches this, and she kind of connects the plants to like making creating things with like the flowers that they grow. I think last year she had done some creating like dyes out of the flowers and different things like that too. So it's gardening, but also what's possible with the plants that we're growing natively in Pennsylvania. It could be maybe a little, well, we do have a cooking camp, but this one kind of thinks about like, what can you do, like making flower arrangements and things like that. So it goes a little beyond just the gardening piece of it.
And the drumming camp, I'm seeing that Tuesdays 9 to noon. So it's a way to foster the arts and music. We might have our future leader of a great rock band coming out of there in third, fourth grade, learning how to drum right there in Neighborhood North.
Exactly. You could right into the School of Rock.
There you go. Now, the facility itself, talk about the building, where it's at, and what people can expect when they walk through the doors.
Yeah, so the building is in the old Huntington Bank building. It's on the corner of 8th Avenue and 14th Street, right across from the old Campbell's funeral home. And it is, we chose this building because of the aesthetics. It's a really, I mean, really, if you look at it, what else could it be besides a children's museum? It's gorgeous. It has light everywhere. The aesthetics are beautiful. When you first walk in, you'll see a big open space, but it's divided into different spaces where kids can learn in different ways. When you to the right, you'll see a maker space. It's our Jacob, our makerspace coordinator, has reimagined it to be a space where kids are just drawn to it. So he's an artist. He's a cardboard artist, which makes things, I mean, just makes amazing things, which you would not imagine. So I invite you to come in just to see the things he's created. But kids are welcome to come along with their grown-ups to create things in there. From painting, we always have it staffed, and so parents and kids are welcome to create every time we're open. We also have something fun. It's called an aquaponic system. And that is a system that has fish and a garden, and it just invites kids to kind of think about like where their food comes from, but also it's this closed system, so the fish waste, fertilizes the plants growing on top. And so it's a living thing that kids are just drawn to, they're curious about, and we're always iterating it. So it's a living system that kids can explore.
I like
and ask questions about, and we love that. And it's right when you walk in the door. So, but a lot of times kids kind of count the fish and notice when there's new ones. And so it's really this fun thing that not only allows them to learn about our food system, but also just ask a lot of different questions.
Yeah, it's a beautiful building. There's a lot of glass, and it's very open and sunlight. It's not like a stuffy museum, It's just a very welcoming place when you walk through.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not a stuffy museum. Yeah, I think the word museum can trip people up a little bit, right, when we think about museums.
Yeah.
And so we didn't intentionally call it a children's museum, but a museum of play to kind of create the idea of whimsy and kind of purpose of what it's for. Yeah, it's definitely an open space where kids, it's definitely has the ownership for children there rather than a collection of things that you look at. So.
Right. Talking to Christian Kroger from Neighborhood North Museum of Play in Beaver Falls. We mentioned the first Community Play Day, and we'll get back to that again about the car cruise next Saturday. But you also have one in July, Summer Splash. What's happening there?
Yes. Yeah, so like I mentioned, we have a few days where we want to make this space open to the public because we want to just have an invitation for people to come and check out the museum if you don't know what it is. And so Summer Splash is the third one that we have this summer. And it's just a time to come in and explore the museum We'll have, I think, an ice cream vendor there that day, some activities around end of the summer kind of things. Again, most of it will be inside this year because it's so hot in July usually. And so it's just a time to come in, explore the museum. And we don't have all the activities kind of finalized yet, but again, it's a free day to the public. We'll have more information coming out in the next couple of weeks, but we invite, it's a free day, free indoor-outdoor day. Public, it's invited to come.
Circle your calendar.
Right now,
yeah, circle your calendar now, July 18th, and just put like a little splash on it, right? Just write summer splash and details to come. But you're right, it's going to be hot. It's going to be people looking to do something fun and cool off, and it's going to be the perfect place to do that.
Exactly. I would say on that day, we're going to be partnering with the library at the park. So something, the outdoor piece will be at the park, at Falls Park, in partnership with the library, the Carnegie Free Library of Beaver Falls, their summer reading program. So the outdoor piece will be over at the library. We definitely love our library partnership. So their reading program, we'll be doing something out there. The indoor piece will be at the museum. So that's a good partnership.
Also looking into July, you have a one of your camps, video game design with Scratch Camp. So
yes.
That's for third to fifth graders. As young as third grade, they're learning how to design video games. I love that.
Yeah, exactly. It's kids are not too young. We actually start teaching some basic coding even before that, before they get on the screen. So teaching like how to do logic and computational thinking even before that age. So
send one of those third graders my way. They can teach me how to download things on my phone, how to make a ringtone on my phone or something. I need to.
I know, right?
Figure that out.
That is so true.
You do a special event in Neighborhood North too called Sensory Saturdays. Talk about that.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. So Sensory Saturdays is every Saturday, every first Saturday throughout the entire year, and that's from 9 to 10 a.m. And it's for just families with students who have sensory needs, and they're welcome to come to the museum. It's, admission is $3 a person, and if you have a membership, it's free of charge. And it's, yeah, like I said, the museum is quieter those days and during those times. So the families are able to enjoy the museum with less stress, and it suits the needs of students who need that kind of quieter space.
You also have a mobile program, the Mobile Maker Lab Outreach. What does that involve?
We do. Yeah. So that just came online last month. We have it's a electric vehicle with solar panels, and that's allowing, we've been doing outreach for a number of years, but this really allows us to amplify that and to take kind of our outreach program really mobile with this really cool electric vehicle. Sarah, our outreach person, she's fantastic. She has a background in zoology and theater, and she really does amazing program at the intersection of arts and science, and takes the outreach van to schools, to outdoor education spaces, and to parks and community spaces. So you can look for us at a lot of places in the future. And you're welcome. You can go online and book us there to come to your school. And in June, we'll be going to an environmental summit at Grove City. So we can travel, and we're happy to do that.
What does it look like? Is it like a bus? Is it a car? Or?
Yeah, no, it's a Ram van that's been refitted to be an electric vehicle, and then inside has carries the supplies that we need. Yeah, so.
And anyway,
go ahead.
I was going to say, it gets involved a lot with STEAM learning. And I remember what STEM
That's
is.
Correct.
Help me out with STEAM. What is STEAM? What do those initials stand for?
Yeah, STEAM is science, technology, engineering, art, and math.
Art.
And so it's connecting the math piece, or connecting the art piece in with our science, technology, and math and engineering. So
that's a great idea, because maybe not all the time students are able to get to the Beaver Falls at one time, but if you guys were able to take it on the road to go to visit a school or an organization, I like that.
That's correct. Yeah, it really allows us to expand the populations that we're reaching, and we're excited about that.
Now, I know it's long-term, but last time you and I were talking about the plans to eventually reopen the Tribune building, the Tribune Review. People remember that Beaver Falls newspaper and that grand building there. There's a renovation ongoing. Any updates on that as far as fundraising or, any target dates set for that?
Yeah, thanks for asking. We don't have, there's not too many updates, just, you know, applying for grants and moving along with it. We have a great capital cabinet. I don't know if we mentioned that before. We'll probably be doing a press release. I think we have 13 people on our cabinet, which is really helping us to move the project forward. But the anticipated opening for the museum is the end of 2029. So can't come soon enough, but... You know, that's we're working towards that. We do have a fundraiser on the horizon. So if you want to put this on your calendar, it's Thursday, September 17th. And we will be holding it at the Tribune building. It'll be out in the park there. So we're excited to be hosting it there. We've done that once before. And it's just great to be able to have people near the space in the park, seeing the potential and possibilities, and seeing the good work that the city has done in that in Falls Park and renovating that. So we're going to have the event there that year. Right, so 6 to 9, September 17th.
My calendar is circled, September 17th. And now we're talking about
that.
You better
be there.
You I'll count on
you
it.
You know, you've been to our fundraisers before. You know they're good times.
They are. Good food, good drink, good company. I got to play like a kid a little bit, but... And the building we're talking about, that Tribune Review building, or the News Tribune, I'm sorry, I keep saying it wrong, the Beaver Falls News Tribune, it's a four-story, 18,000-square-foot landmark, but the architectural drawings you guys have, there's like a rooftop atrium, it looks like, and it's just a beautiful-looking building.
Yep.
The direction you guys are heading in on that, and like you said, it's a few years off, but now's the time for people to get involved and get excited and start supporting this.
Exactly, and we just met with our architect not long ago, so we should have some updated... really nice schematic designs of some of the floors that we don't already have some of those details for. We'll be excited to share those in the next month. So that'll be fun.
But let's get back to the event coming up next Saturday. This is a great chance for people to see Neighborhood North Museum of Play, see what all the fun's about. It's community play day tied in with the famous Beaver Falls car cruise, and it'll be you guys from 10 to 4. And again, what are some of the activities families can do for that, for someone just joining us?
Yeah, so some of the activities, so it's car themed. My staff is amazingly creative. So they will be, it's indoor, outdoor. There'll be cozy coupes, so those cars that kids sit in, they'll be going through a little car wash, but it won't be really wet, so don't worry about getting too wet. They worked really hard to like think about how can we make it fun, but kids won't be really wet. They'll race their Hot Wheel cars in this little carcade thing that they made. They'll create their own cars to drive around a diorama made out of cardboard of the city of Beaver Falls, which is amazing. I invite you all to come see all of those fun things. And then many more activities. Plus, you know, we just welcome people to come in and check out the museum. If you've never been in, this is a great time to check us out. Everything, you know, just admission is free. So please, it's a great time to see what it's all about. It's funny how many times people come in for their first time saying, I heard about this, but didn't really know what this place was. And then they stay for 3 hours and their kids have a fabulous time. So,
and there's so many people at the Beaver Falls Car Cruise anyway. They're walking around at some point. They just have to walk another block. You guys are on 14th Street, 716 14th Street. And I'm sure you'll have signs up, right, to help direct people if they can. It's easy to find, but just in case.
Yeah, we will have signs up. We're right a little bit like the block past West Banco, up between the library and West Banco. So we will have signs up, and we're on 8th Avenue, 8th Ave, not 7th Ave. But we sure will have signs up, and we'll be open a couple hours earlier and then until 4 p.m. So, yeah.
That is next Saturday, Community Play Day at Neighborhood North Museum of Play. Christine, is there anything I forgot to ask or anything else you want to highlight?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think the Beaver Falls Car Cruise is such a fun day. It's great to see the people who come through. I would say just, you know, support our businesses who are there and open that day. And for sure, come check us out.
Yeah, I know how busy you are. We've been trying to get you in studio the last couple of days. And I can hear
a
lot of activity. Well, you're busy. I understand. Lots happening in Neighborhood Nora. And we like that. We like what you guys are doing there.
Thanks so much, Scott. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me on.
All right. I'll tell you what, I recorded the interview as well, and I'll try to get it up on our website a little bit later today. So if anyone missed it or they're like, what did she say? I missed that one thing. We'll have it on our website so people can catch up then.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
Keep up the great work, Christina. Neighborhood North Museum of Play. Take care.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll have Noah in with news in about 90 seconds.
Beaver County Radio and Moon Township Ford are teaming up for the fourth annual Cruisin' the Ridge Car Cruises. This year's Car Cruises are presented